This is the Sakha Murli of the 2nd of December 2025. Essence, sweet children, you made this promise. When you come, we will surrender ourselves to you. The Father has now come to remind you of your promise. Question. Due to which main speciality of the deities are only they called worthy of worship? Answer. Only the deities have the speciality of not remembering anyone. Neither do they remember the Father, nor do they remember the images of others. This is why they are said to be worthy of worship. There is nothing but happiness. This is why there is no need for them to remember anyone. By remembering the One Father now, you become so pure and worthy of worship that you won't need to remember anyone later on. Om Shanti. Sweetest spiritual children, you cannot be called spiritual souls. Spirit or soul, it is the same thing. The spiritual father explains to you spiritual children. Before, the supreme father, the supreme soul, did not give this knowledge to souls. The father himself says, I only come once in the cycle at the most elevated confluence age. No one else can say this. The Father never comes at any time other than at the confluence age of the cycle. The Father only comes at the confluence age when devotion has to come to an end. The Father sits here and gives this knowledge to you children. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. This is very difficult for some children. It is very easy, but it doesn't sit in their intellects very well. This is why Baba repeatedly explains to them. Even when it is explained to them, they still don't understand anything. In a school, some students fail in spite of being taught by a teacher for 12 months. This unlimited father teaches you children every day. Nevertheless, only some of you are able to imbibe, whereas others forget. The main thing that is explained to you is, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. The Father himself says, constantly remember me alone. No human being can ever say this. The Father says, I only come once. I come and only explain to you children after a cycle, at the confluence age. Only you receive this knowledge, no one else takes it. Only you mouth-born creation of Prajapita Brahma understand this knowledge. You know that the Father taught you this knowledge in the previous cycle, at the confluence age. Only you Brahmins have these parts. You definitely have to go through these castes. Those of other religions do not go through these castes. It is only the people of Bharat who go through these castes. Only Brahmins become the residents of Bharat. And this is why the Father has to come into Bharat. You Brahmins are the mouth-born creation of Prajapita Brahma. After Brahmins, you become deities and then warriors. No one is made into a warrior. You are made into Brahmins and you then become deities. When the degrees of the same deities have decreased, they are called warriors. They become warriors automatically. The Father comes and makes you into Brahmins. You then become deities from Brahmins, and those same deities then become warriors. It is only at this time that the One Father establishes all three religions. It isn't that he comes again in the golden and silver ages. Because people don't know this, they say that he also comes in the golden and silver ages. The Father says, I do not come in every age. I only come once in the cycle, at the confluence age. It is I who make you into Brahmins through Prajapita Brahma. I come from the supreme abode. Acha, where then did Brahma come from? Brahma takes 84 births. I don't. Brahma and Saraswati become Vishnu, whose dual form is Lakshmi and Narayan. He takes 84 births. Then at the end of his many births, I enter him and make him into Brahma. I name him Brahma. This one's name is not chosen by him. On the sixth day after a child is born, they have a naming ceremony according to his horoscope. They celebrate his birthday. This one's name, according to his horoscope, was Lekraj. That was his name at birth. When the father entered him at the confluence age, his name was changed. He changes this one's name when he is in his stage of retirement. The names of those sannyasis are changed, and when they leave their homes and go away, this one lives at home. I named him Brahma because Brahmins are needed. I make you belong to me and make you into pure Brahmins. You are made pure. It isn't that you are pure from birth. You receive these teachings to become pure. The main thing is how to become pure. You know that not a single person on the path of devotion can be worthy of worship. People bow down in front of those gurus, etc., because they renounce their homes and become pure. However, it cannot be said that they are worthy of worship. Those who are worthy of worship do not remember anyone. Sannyasis remember the Brahm element and pray. The people in the Golden Age do not remember anyone. The Father says, you now have to remember the One. That is devotion. You souls are incognito. No one knows about souls accurately. In the golden and silver ages too, bodily beings play their parts with their names. Actors cannot exist without names. No matter where you are, you definitely have names given to your bodies. How could you play your part without having a name? The Father has explained to you, on the path of devotion, you used to sing, when you come, I will make you belong to me and none other. I will only belong to you. The souls say this. We will not worship any of the bodily beings who are given names on the path of devotion. When you come, we will surrender ourselves to you. You didn't even know when he would come. People continue to worship so many bodily beings with so many names. The Father comes after the second half of each cycle. When devotion comes to an end, he says, you have been saying for birth after birth, I will not remember anyone but you. I won't even remember my own body. However, you didn't even know me, so how could you remember me? The Father now sits here and explains to you children, sweetest children, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. The Father alone is the purifier. By remembering him, you will become pure and Sato Pradhan. There is no devotion in the golden and silver ages. You don't remember anyone, neither the Father nor any image. There is nothing but happiness. The Father has explained, the closer you come, the closer you will be to your karmatit stage. In the golden age, there is a lot of happiness in being in the new world and in a new home. Then, as it becomes 25% old, it is as though you forget heaven. So the Father says, you used to sing, we will only belong to you, we will only listen to you. Souls refer to the Father as the Supreme Soul. Souls are tiny, subtle points. A divine vision is needed to see a soul. You are not able to focus on a soul. It takes effort to consider yourself to be such a tiny point, a soul, and remember the Father. People don't try to have a vision of a soul. They try to have a vision of the Supreme Soul because they have heard that he is brighter than 1,000 suns. When someone has a vision, he says that it was very bright, because that is what he has heard. Someone whom people worship intensely is the one they would have a vision of. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to have faith. The Father says, if they haven't seen a soul, how could they see the Supreme Soul? How could they even see a soul? Human beings have images of bodies. They have names, but a soul is just a point, a very tiny point. How can that be seen? Although they try a great deal, it is not possible to see a soul with your physical eyes. Each of you souls receives a subtle eye of this knowledge. You now understand how tiny you souls are. I, the soul, have a part of 84 births recorded in me, which I have to repeat. You receive the Father's Srimat in order to make you elevated. Therefore, you must follow that. You have to imbibe divine virtues. Your food and drink have to be royal. Your behavior has to be very royal, because you are becoming deities. Deities are worthy of worship. They never worship anyone. They are double-crowned. They never worship anyone, so they are worthy of being worshipped. There is no need to worship anyone in the golden age, but they definitely do give one another regard. To bow to someone means to give regard. It isn't that you have to keep anyone in your heart. Regard has to be given. For instance, everyone gives regard to the president because they know that he has a high position. You don't have to bow down to anyone. Therefore, the Father explains, the path of this knowledge is a completely different thing. Here you just have to consider yourselves to be souls. You have forgotten this. You remember the names of the bodies? Everything has to be done with the name. How would you call anyone who doesn't have a name? Although you are bodily beings playing your parts, you must keep Shivbaba in your intellects. The devotees of Sri Krishna believe that they must only remember Sri Krishna. They say that wherever they look, they only see Krishna. They believe, I am Krishna and you too are Krishna. Oh, but your name is different from his name. So how can everyone be Krishna? Not everyone's name can be Krishna. They continue to say whatever comes into their minds. The father now says, forget all the images of the path of devotion and remember the one father. You don't call those images the purifier. Hanuman and others are not the purifier. There are many images, but none of them is the purifier. None of those goddesses with bodies can be the purifier. People use their own intellects to create images of goddesses with 6 to 8 arms. They don't know who they are. They are the children who are the helpers of the purifier father. No one knows this. Your external form is ordinary. Those bodies will be destroyed. It isn't that your images, etc., will remain. All of those will finish. In fact, you are goddesses. The names mentioned are Goddess Sita, Goddess so-and-so. They never say deity Rama. They say Goddess or Srimati so-and-so. However, that too is wrong. You now have to make effort to become pure. You say, come and make us pure from impure. You don't say, make us into Lakshmi and Narayan. Only the Father changes you from being impure and purifies you. Only He changes you from an ordinary human being into Narayan. Those people call the incorporeal one the purifier. They have portrayed someone else as the one who relates the story of the true Narayan. They don't say, Baba, tell us the story of the true Narayan and make us immortal, or make us into Narayan from an ordinary human being. They simply say, come and purify us. Only Baba tells you the story of the true Narayan and purifies you. You then relate the true story to others. No one else can know this. Only you know this. Although you have friends, relatives, and brothers, etc. at home, they still don't understand this. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long-lost, and now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bhaktada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. In order to make yourself elevated, follow the Srimat you receive from the Father and imbibe divine virtues. Your food, drink, and behavior have to be very royal. 2. Don't remember one another, but definitely give regard. Make effort to become pure and also inspire others to do the same. Blessing. May you be ever happy and enable others experience a taste of happiness in a tasteless, dry atmosphere. You children who have received the blessing of being ever happy will remain constantly happy even in an atmosphere that creates waves of sorrow. In a dry and tasteless atmosphere, and in an atmosphere that makes you souls experience their lack of attainment. With your vision of happiness, you can transform an atmosphere of sorrow and sadness, just as the sun transforms darkness. To bring light into the darkness, to bring peace where there is peacelessness, and to give a taste of happiness in a dry and tasteless atmosphere is known as being ever happy. At present, this type of service is necessary. Slogan: a bodiless one is not attracted by any type of attraction of a body. Avyak signal: now have the deep concern to become complete and karmateet. Karmateet does not mean that you go beyond karma. Do not become detached from karma, but be detached from being trapped by any bondage of karma. This is known as being karmateet. The stage of karma yoga enables you to experience the karmateet stage. A karma yogi is extremely loving and detached. With this stage, no matter how big a task may be or how much effort it may take, it will feel as though you are not doing any work, but that you are just playing a game. Om Shanti.